Hare Krishna. So, in these verses, Śrīla Nārada Muni, who was telling this wonderful story of King Puranchan to King Prachinibhari, he is admitting the fact that even the great sages, Angira, Maharishi, Atri, and so many others, and even Lord Brahma, Lord Shiva, the Naishthika Brahmacharis, four Kumaras, Sanatan, and even himself, Narada Muni himself, they cannot understand the Supreme Personality of God. Even they see Him, but still they cannot understand Him. So this wonderful story which Śrīla Nārada Muni was explaining to King Prachinibhari, he made this allegorical story just to enlighten him, because King Prachinibhari, he was very much attached to the fruitive activities, and these fruitive activities, they cause bondage in this material world. That is not the highest perfection of one's life. Whereas his sons, the sons of King Prachinibhari, Prachetas, they were undergoing severe austerities and trying to understand the ultimate goal of life. So Narada Muni saw that his sons are engaged into wonderful austerities, whereas their father is still attached to fruitive activities. So he thought that let us enlighten him, because Narada Muni is a perfect preacher. This is the opportunity. Wherever there is opportunity for preaching, he goes there and preaches them. There are so many wonderful devotees who are the disciples of Śrīla Nārada Muni. Even Śrīla Vyāsadeva also, we can see that Śrīla Vyāsadeva, who compiled all the Vedic literatures, and even after compiling these literatures, he was not still satisfied. So that time, Śrīla Nārada Muni came and explained to him that why you are not satisfied, because you have not explained about devotional service. And then he instructed about the devotional service, and later Śrīla Vyāsadeva wrote Vedanta Sutras. Vedanta, of course, a commentary on Vedanta Sutras, which is Srimad Bhagavatam. Srimad Bhagavatam is a natural commentary on Vedanta Sutras. And in that very first verse, it is explained that the Supreme Lord, the Supreme Absolute Truth, is the source of everything. He creates, maintains and destroys. And in the beginning of the creation, the Supreme Lord gave knowledge to Brahma. Brahmaji, who is Adikavaya. Tene Brahma Ruda, Adikavaya. This transcendental knowledge was given to Lord Brahma into his heart. Tene Brahma Ruda, Adikavaya, Muyantiya Surya. But still, the demigods, the Suryas, Suras, they are still bewildered. Muyanti, they are still bewildered in understanding the Supreme Lord. How they are illusion, Tejo Vari Murdam. Just like sometimes on the fire we see a water, the flames are there, and it appears that there is some water. Or in the water we see land, we see the reflection. But it is a reflection of some other land. So sometimes it is seen, and one gets illusion. So similarly, these demigods also get illusion. Tejo Vari Murdam Vinimitra Tisargom Rishan. But the transcendental abode of the Lord is above all that. Dhamna Svena Sada Nirasukuhaka. Satyam Param Dhime. And Lord Shri Vyasadeva is meditating on that supreme absolute truth, Satyam Param Dhime, who is the source of everything, who is not bewildered. So here, Nishila Narad Muni is saying that all these great personalities, they are the great personalities. Lord Brahma is the firstborn living entity in this material universe. We can see in Srimad Bhagavatam it is explained that when this universe was created, there were no living entities. Only Brahmaji, he was the firstborn living entity who took birth directly from Lord Garbhodakshaya Vishnu. And he was born on the lotus flower. And he was trying to find out who is the source. Who is the source of his creation? How he has come into existence? And he went up and down in the planetary systems, but still he could not find, he could not ascertain his source. So that time, Lord revealed within his heart to perform austerities. Tapa, these two words he could hear in his heart. And then he started performing austerities for many, many years. And later on, it was revealed to him how to create. How to create the secondary creation. And then he started creating all the other living entities. And all other living entities came into existence. The four Kumaras, even Narad Muni also, Lord Shiva, the great sages. And they are the great personalities. They are very much advanced in transcendental knowledge. And they have performed so many austerities. They are perfect in their meditation and knowledge. And here Narad Muni is saying that the Supreme Lord, whom we see always, but still we do not know perfectly about Him. Many times we see also Supreme Lord, but still they cannot understand that He is the Supreme Lord. And there are so many examples given in Srimad Bhagavatam. And the first example is about Lord Brahma. Lord Brahma Himself, how He was bewildered, that is explained in Srimad Bhagavatam. That He saw that Lord Krishna, who was a small coward boy, He was playing with His friends. And then when they were playing, that time they were exchanging their tiffin boxes, and they were eating from each other's tiffin boxes, and like that they were doing. And Krishna also was eating from whatever they had brought. So Brahmaji was thinking, how this can be a supreme personal reward? He may be an ordinary child. So he thought that let us taste him, whether he is a supreme lord or he is an ordinary coward boy. So he decided to steal all the cows and coward boys' calves. He stole all the coward boys and thought that let us hide them in a cave. And he took all the cows and coward boys and put them in the cave. And after some time again he came to see. Let us see how Lord Krishna is bewildered. So he wanted to see, but he saw that all the coward boys are there. And he just came within one moment. And it is explained that when he came within one moment, till that time, according to the earthly calculation, 1 year had already passed. So that time he was thinking that, how it is possible that I have stolen all the cows and coward boys, but still, again they are there. So he himself was bewildered. And then later on Lord Krishna understood that, yes, he wanted to play trick with me, but Krishna is so clever, that he expanded himself into all the cowherd boys and cows. And later, Brahmaji surrendered to Lord Krishna. And he started offering so many prayers, which are there in the 14th chapter of 10th canto. And one of these is given by Srila Prabhupada here. Athapite deva padambuja dvaya prasada leshana gurhita evahi janate tattvam bhagavan mahimno na chanya ekopi charam vichinva. The speculators, the jnanis, are go on speculating about the Supreme Personality of Godhead for many, many hundreds of thousands of years. But unless one is favored by the Supreme Personality of Godhead, one cannot understand His supreme glories. So it is explained that the jnanis also, they go on speculating about the Supreme Lord for many, many years. They can study all the Vedas and everything, and they can keep on speculating that the Supreme Lord could be like this and like that. He is impersonal, he doesn't have form. But if they are not favored by the Supreme Personality of Godhead, then they cannot understand. So therefore, to understand the Supreme Lord, Lord Krishna explains in Bhagavad Gita that not by knowledge you can understand, not by karma, not by yoga you can understand. But he explains that only by devotional service. Bhaktyamam abhijanati yavanyaschasmi tattvata tatomam tattvato jnatva vishade tadantaram. Lord Krishna explains in Bhagavad Gita, so many places in fact, that you can understand Him only by devotional service. You cannot understand by knowledge or by performing so many mystic austerities or by performing even fruitive activities or giving lot of charities or so many, by worshipping demigods, you cannot understand Him. Only by devotional service you can understand Him. So that is the emphasis always in Srimad Bhagavatam and Bhagavad Gita. So here Srila Prabhupada is giving some other dimensions to this verse also. And he is explaining that according to the foolish Darwinian theory of the anthropologists, it is said that 40,000 years ago Homo sapiens had not appeared on this planet, because the process of evolution had not reached that point. So here there is another ignorance which Srila Prabhupada is exposing, that there are some speculators who speculate about the evolution, how the different living entities, they came into being. And they put forward so many theories that in the beginning there were only small bacterias were there, and from that they develop genetic mutation and they develop into different species, and they went into different continents, and therefore we can see different continents, different types of species are there. And that evolution did not evolve at certain stage because of certain reason. So many things they speculate. But Srila Prabhupada, he knows what are their faults, and he always hits at the right place, that where is a missing link, why there is not, in between there are species. And then he explains that if the evolution has taken place, then why human beings are not evolving more? And they are evolved, then the previous species should have become extinct, why they are existing now? So there are so many faults in that theory. And so many ways also we can understand that how that theory is wrong actually. And I always wonder about this theory, that even if you accept that this evolution has taken place, I always wonder that how the these insects or the creatures that are making these different sounds, and how they have evolved to human beings, and they can speak different languages. How they can speak in English and French and German, how these languages have evolved. There is no reason for that. So there are so many faults. And they say that before 40,000 years ago, they had not appeared. So just before this last 40,000 years, all that human beings have come and so much evolution has taken place. So there are a lot of faults in that. But we take our knowledge from the Vedic histories like Puranas and Mahabharata, which explain that human histories, they were existing since millions and millions of years before. It is not that just few years before this evolution has taken, human beings have come into being. But so many millions and millions before, human beings were existing. And because we take our knowledge from scriptures, therefore, this and how this knowledge is authoritative, that also we can understand. Because by results we can understand. When we get the perfect result, then we should understand that this theory was correct. And we can see that this knowledge, which was written so many years before, and even if somebody practices it now, still he will be able to perfect his life. It is not that because at that time there was some different method was there, and now it is something different one has to practice. But if he carefully follows whatever is given by our previous sages, then one will be able to perfect his life. So therefore, here Narad Muni is explaining that even they are so much advanced in their austerities, education and knowledge, but still they cannot understand him perfectly. They cannot understand him. And Lord Krishna, unless Lord Krishna reveals, till that time one cannot understand. And even at the time of Lord Krishna also, there were some imposters who were claiming to be the incarnation. And in Srimad Bhagavatam, 10th canto, this wonderful story has come. Story of King Paundrak. This King Paundrak, he was staying in Kashi. He was claiming himself to be the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Even at the time of Lord Krishna, Lord Krishna was present on the planet, and still he was claiming that he was Supreme Personality of Godhead. So what is the wonder in Kali Yuga that even Krishna is not present personally, there are so many incarnations have popped up. So that time what happened, Lord Krishna was in Dwarka, and this King Paundrak, he was claiming himself to be the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And he sent one messenger to Lord Krishna, stating, he gave the message that you have to give up you are claiming to be incarnation. He is writing to Lord Krishna this. You are claiming to be incarnation, but you are false incarnation. I am the real incarnation. And I have appeared at this time just to deliver all the fallen living entities. And he said that you have, he is writing to Lord Krishna, that you have falsely assumed this, all my weapons. And you have to give up all those weapons. And if you don't give up, then you should be ready to fight with me. So he is challenging Lord Krishna. And he sent one messenger to Lord Krishna. And this messenger came there in the assembly of Ugrasen, and all the royal ministers, they were sitting. And when they read that message, all the members of that assembly, King Ugrasen, Lord Krishna, they were laughing very heartily. Who is this imposter? Vasudev has come and he is writing this. What is his impudence that he is writing such letter to him, Lord Krishna? They had a laugh for a considerable time. And then Lord Krishna gave him the message that he told to this messenger, that you go and tell this Paundrak that you are fool number one. first right, last sentence. And soon, within soon, short time, you will see, you will see me face to face, and you will be slain by my Sudarshan Chakra, and you will be thrown, your body, when you die, your body will be thrown to eat, to be eaten by vultures, hawks and other eagles, like that, and dogs will feast on your body. Like that Krishna wrote a letter, a reply to him, and he went back. So this messenger went there in the assembly of Poundra, and who actually, what happened, Srila Prabhupada explains that this King Poundra, he had so many other friends, and they were telling him that you are the supreme, that you are the supreme personality of Godhead. So he also thought that I am the supreme personality of God, and therefore he had this audacity to write such a letter. And when he received the message that Krishna is writing him to challenge to fight, so immediately took two aukshani of his soldiers and came to fight with Lord Krishna. And he had another friend, Kashiraj, he also came along with him with his three aukshani soldiers. And in this way they came, and Lord Krishna also immediately came there to fight with him. And Lord Krishna came and he sent his Sudarshan Chakra. And this Sudarshan Chakra he sent, and it was like the, at the time of annihilation, what would happen? It was Krishna's Sudarshan Chakra was destroying everything. All his soldiers were getting killed, their arms were getting chopped off, heads were getting chopped off, and all of them were getting killed. And then Krishna, he sent his Sudarshan Chakra, and he told that you wanted to give up my weapons, so I am giving up this weapon of Sudarshan Chakra, now you hold it. And Krishna, he sent, and when Krishna saw, he saw him first time, Poundra face to face, and when he saw, that time also Krishna started laughing, because he had put up two extra arms, and he was holding all his Krishna's weapons, conch shell and Sudarshan Chakra, lotus flower, like that Shankha Chakra Gada Padma, he was holding imitation, and it was appearing exactly like an actor on the stage. Just like an actor, he makes his wonderful, puts his costumes. So that time exactly he was looking like that. So that time Krishna sent Sudarshan Chakra to kill him, and his head was chopped off, he was beheaded, and even Kashiraj, who was his friend, his head was also beheaded. And Krishna sent that head into the kingdom back in Kashi, and people, they gather around that, and they wanted to know what, whose head is that. And he had promised, in fact Kashiraj had promised that to his sons and wives and relatives, that I'll bring the head of my enemy into the kingdom. And they thought that it is enemy's head, he has sent it, because he promised that he will bring the head of his enemy. So they were wondering, oh, enemy is killed, they thought that like that. But then later on they scrutinizingly observed that, and then they realized that it is Kashiraj's head, and Kashiraj is killed. So in this way, this imposter Vasudev or Poundra, he was claiming himself to be the supreme personality of Godhead at the time of Lord Krishna, when Lord Krishna was personally present. So that time also he had an audacity to tell to Lord Krishna that he is the supreme Lord. So he could not understand actually that Krishna is the supreme personality of Godhead, but Krishna is so kind that even in spite of his such impudence, Krishna gave him Sarupya Mukti. He achieved 400 form in Vaikuntha. That Krishna gave him this position in the spiritual world. Okay, you want to imitate me like this, so you become real associate. That you will get the real form. That is Krishna's mercy. That supreme, only Supreme Lord can do this, can give this benediction, that somebody is trying to imitate him, but still Krishna can give him that position. So that way we can understand that what is the position of the Supreme Lord. That even the great sages could not understand him. Even Lord Brahma could not understand him. Indra also, so many times stories of Lord Indra getting bewildered in Srimad Bhagavatam, Indra Puja. So that time also Indra could not understand that he is the Supreme Lord. And even after that also, when Krishna went to heavenly planets to give the return the earrings of Aditi, his mother, so that time Satyabhama was also with him. So she wanted this parija tree, and Krishna took that parija tree and was coming. So again Indra was bewildered. Indra was started thinking that how can you take parija tree from my kingdom? And again he challenged him to fight. So we can understand that how even he was in that position, Indra, but still he could not understand that he is the Supreme Lord and I have to give everything to him. Even Lord Shiva also, and even in this story it is explained that when this Kashiraj was killed, his son Sudakshan, he became very angry that how my father was killed in this way. So he went to Lord Shiva to perform big austerities, and he started performing lot of austerities, and he pleased Lord Shiva. And Lord Shiva, he is Ashutosh, he becomes very quickly pleased. So he asked, what do you want? So he said that my father's enemy, you give me the benediction that my father's enemy should be killed. So Lord Shiva, he gave the benediction, okay, you perform this tantric rituals, you worship Dakshayani fire with this black magic rituals. So Lord Shiva gave the benediction to kill Lord Krishna. So in this way, this Sudakshan started performing this black magic rituals, and from that fire came one demon, black demon, who had flames on his body, and he started. He thought that let us send to Dwarka, because in Dwarka Lord Krishna is staying, and let us burn the whole city of Dwarka. So he said that you go to Dwarka and burn everything. So this demon went to burn the city of Dwarka. But it is explained that if this black magic is not, means if that enemy's person is not killed, then it returns back and kills the person who has sent it. So that time Lord Krishna, he knew that some danger is coming, and all the Dwarkavasis, they started praying to Lord Krishna that this some danger is coming, please save us. So Lord Krishna immediately understood that this is another trick. So he sent his again Sudarshan Chakra, and the heat of Sudarshan Chakra was so great that this demon was finding so difficult, and then he started again running back, and he ran back to the city of Kashi, and he burnt everything there. So in this way we can see that how that even somebody may try to attack Lord Krishna, thinking him to be the ordinary person, but ultimately Krishna proves his supremacy. And then later on, even Lord Shiva is repenting that how I can do such thing. And he was also repenting later on. So that is explained. And in Bhagavad Gita also it is explained that Lord Krishna explained that Name Vidu Suragana Prabhavamna Maharsha Aham Adhiri Devana Bhutana Maharsha. It is explained that even the great sages, great rishis, they cannot understand. Even the demigods, they cannot understand. Name Vidu Suragana Prabhavamna Maharsha. That I am the source of everything. Aham Adhiri Devana. That I am the source of everything. That even the demigods, all these demigods are also coming from the Supreme Lord. Even the great sages, they cannot understand him. So in that purport, Srila Prabhupada explains that if the demigods, even the demigods, they cannot understand the supreme position of the Supreme Lord, so what to speak of so-called scholars of this material, tiny planet. They explain that this is a tiny planet, and in that there are so many scholars claiming themselves to be the knower of everything, or they claim that one day we'll give the solution for what is the source, how this creation has taken place, or like that. So how they can understand? They are the scholars of this tiny planet. This earth is such a small planet in this comparison to the universe. So how can they understand? So, and in this planet also, in this universe also, so many things are there that they cannot understand. They may see in their telescope that, and they may find some galaxies far beyond, and they may say that there are some suns in those galaxies. There are people, they say that this is not only the one sun, but there are so many suns in this universe, and there are so many galaxies are there, and each galaxy has one sun. But we take our knowledge from the Vedic scriptures, which explain that there is only one sun in the one universe. There are not many suns. And we can understand only one sun is giving so much light and so much heat it is giving. It is sufficient actually to this, the heat and light of this sun is sufficient for the entire universe. It is such huge mass of fire is there. And even we can see that even it goes little ahead or little away from the sun, it will become, everything will be frozen. And even that sun comes little nearer to the earth planet, everything will be burned down. So that is the that much heat is there in the sun. And so therefore, when we gather knowledge from the scriptures, then our knowledge becomes perfect. Because whatever knowledge we receive from our senses, that remains always imperfect. Because our senses are imperfect. And whatever knowledge we gather from our imperfect senses will be always imperfect. And which is explained in the very first verse of Srimad Bhagavatam, that Tejo Vari Mridam Yatha Vinimatras Sada. That is, that sometimes the water is seen in the fire. So actually there is no water, but still it appears that there is water. Or in the mirage also, sometimes we see that there is water, but actually there is no water. It is just an illusion. So similarly, to understand the intricacies of this universe, or about the Supreme Lord is of course beyond our senses. He is not within the range of our senses. Even we cannot perceive him mentally also. Even the intelligence also cannot perceive him. So therefore, if you want to understand him, then we have to gather knowledge from the authorities. And the authorities who have given this knowledge in a perfect disciplic succession, then only we can understand. Otherwise, we'll get bewildered or we'll get wrong knowledge. So therefore, here Srila Narad Muni is explaining to King Prachini Bhari that even I cannot understand the Supreme Lord. And what is the goal of life? He just mentioned few verses before that the goal of life is to understand Supreme Personality of Godhead and to surrender to him through his bona fide representatives. So that is the ultimate goal of life. He explained, if somebody wants to become free from the repetition of birth and death, then he has to approach the Supreme Lord through his representative, because they can guide you how to become free from the problems of this material world. Because even if he performs all the fruitive activities, what will happen? He will go to the heavenly planets. He may enjoy there for many, many years. But after that enjoyment is over, again he will fall back. Shine punya martha lokam vishanti. That again he will come in this earthly planet. And again he may go to some other species, he may become demigod, or some other species, insect or worm. Or he may go to the Brahma Loka also. But even after traveling through different planets, one will not be free from the cycle of birth and death. To become free from the cycle of birth and death, one has to approach the Supreme Lord through his bona fide representative. So in this way, Srila Narada Muni is gradually enlightening King Prachinibhari. And in the beginning, when he explained this story to King Prachinibhari, he did not understand at all. He did not understand what this story is. So he again asked that, "You please explain me what is this story." And then in this chapter, Srila Narada Muni is explaining what is this story. And in the next verse, he will explain what is the result of performing the worship to different demigods. Hare Krishna. Any questions or comments? Yes.
Hare Krishna Prabhu.
Hare Krishna.
You mentioned that the jnanis, they go on speculating for so many millions of years, but they cannot actually come to the point of understanding Krishna unless they are favored by Lord Krishna. What is the meaning of being favored? What is this favor of Lord Krishna?
Means when Lord Krishna sees that you are trying to understand him, so then either he may come personally or he may send his bona fide representative. And you come in the association of devotees, and there you have some facility where you can understand him totally. So that is a favor actually. That is a favor of the Supreme Lord, that when he sees that somebody has a sincere desire to understand him. Because the Supreme Lord is there in the heart of all living entities as Super Soul. And as soon as one has desire to understand him, he immediately starts directing him. Somebody is trying to understand through knowledge, then he will get so much knowledge. He will get so many books, he will keep reading those books. Krishna will supply them. Okay, you want to understand through knowledge. He will go to so many libraries and study the books. It is ultimately Krishna is directing him. But what is his method? He is trying to understand Lord Krishna through the process of knowledge. So Krishna is providing that also. Okay, you understand that. But when such jnani, he surrenders to Lord Krishna, bahunam janmanam mantra, jnanavan mam prapadya, after many, many births, when you understand that Vasudeva Sarvamiti, that Lord Vasudeva is all in all, and I have to surrender to him, then only I can understand. Then some Atma Sukhala, then such a soul is there. So that is the mercy of the, that is the favor of the Supreme Lord actually. That he gives the intelligence, okay, now you surrender. Now you are tired so much, now you cannot understand him by knowledge. Now you surrender to the Lord Krishna. Even the four Kumaras also, we can say, Shukadeva Goswami, they were the great jnanis. They were great Brahmavadis. But when four Kumaras also went to Vaikuntha Loka, they had such power that they could enter into Vaikuntha Loka also, spiritual world. And they went there, and they had some kind of dispute with doorkeepers of Vaikuntha Loka. Very, very high level. And then Lord could understand that there is some problem at that door. So I have to go personally and resolve the matter. So that time he went, but in that time Lord Narayana's lotus feet, there is tulsi leaf always, and which is smeared with chandan. And that, when that smell came to four Kumaras, then their hearts were transformed. So when they got this touch of devotional service, then they completely gave up their attitude towards knowledge, perceiving knowledge. So when such jnani comes in contact with devotees, this is a mercy, again this is a mercy of the Lord, that somebody comes in contact with the devotee, then he may take some book, he may start reading that book, or he may take some prasad and eats that prasad. So it's beginning, that devotional service has begun. So then it will fructify in due course of time. So that is a favor of the Supreme Lord. Brahmanda Brahmete Kona Bhagya Vanaji Guru Krishna Prasade Paya Bhakti Lepaduja. That is the mercy of the Supreme Lord, that living entities is, even for the devotees also, it is so, means, amazing to understand that how we came to Krishna consciousness. It is so, everyone has a different story to tell, isn't it? How they came in contact with devotee. So that is a wonderful thing about devotional service. And this is a real favor of the Supreme Lord, that otherwise what is the chance that the small, tiny living entity in this universe, there are so many living entities, so many souls are there. There are so many species of life, so many human beings on the earth planet, that one has a desire to understand him, and he comes in contact with devotee and starts practicing devotional service, chanting Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. That is very rare, actually. And we are so fortunate that we are coming into this Lord Chaitanya's era. This Lord Chaitanya, Srila Prabhupada also many times explains that Lord Chaitanya had just appeared 500 years before. Lord Chaitanya comes once in a day of Brahma. One day of Brahma is such a great lifespan. And in that one day of Brahma, Lord Chaitanya and Lord Krishna comes in a particular cycle. 7th Manu, some 20th cycle, so that also given. And we are coming exactly in that particular time. And that too also after Srila Prabhupada. Because Srila Prabhupada has written so many wonderful books, we can understand them by reading. Otherwise, if you start reading Srimad Bhagavatam, Sanskrit shlokas, so difficult to understand. But he has given all the elaborate purports, and it has become so easy. So that is a favor of the Supreme Lord, that he has sent us so many devotees. Okay. Yes, okay. Hare Krishna. One more question.
Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
Ji, you said that when we take our knowledge from authority or Vedas, our knowledge becomes perfect. But we are taking to understand transcendental knowledge, we have to use our material sense, like mind and so how to understand that? Understand transcendental knowledge to our material.
Can you increase the volume? You can hold it little near. Yeah.
You said that when we take our knowledge from Vedas or authority, our knowledge becomes perfect. So to understand, to take transcendental knowledge, we have to use our material senses like mind and all this thing. So how is it to understand this?
When you are trying to understand the transcendental knowledge, then your material senses do not remain material. Isn't it? You are coming in contact with the Supreme. So then, otherwise, Srila Prabhupada gives the example, like just like the electricity. How you use the electricity? You can use the same electricity to make something hot or to make something cool. So our senses also, all the faculties, whatever we have got, it depends upon how we use it. The same mouth you can use to sing the songs, filmy songs, or to speak so much prajalpa. But when you use the same mouth to glorify the Supreme Lord, then it becomes spiritual. Same tongue, the same ears, when you try to hear the music, other music, material music, then it becomes material. But when you hear the kirtan of the Lord, then it becomes purified. So that is the way actually we have to understand. When we receive the knowledge, transcendental knowledge from the authorities, then we have to use our senses. These are the means. Senses are the means to understand the Supreme Lord, and especially the ear. By hearing, everything will become clear. Because hearing faculty is most important. Shruti Praman. Pratyaksha Praman, Anuman and Shruti Praman. Shabda Praman. So, when we hear the transcendental sound, because these words are not material. Again, that question somebody may ask, that these words also may appear to be material. That you are using the same material words. If something is transcendent, then that cannot be explained with the material words. That itself is a big chapter in 10th canto of Srimad Bhagavatam. Prayers were personified Vedas. So, when you glorify the Supreme Lord, the same words become spiritual. Therefore, Srila Prabhupada explained that this chanting of Hare Krishna Maha Mantra is not an ordinary sound vibration. It is transcendental sound vibration. And it has emanated from this spiritual platform. And when you chant this Hare Krishna Maha Mantra, then you also transcend this mental platform, all the mental, sensual, intellectual strata. And you go to the higher levels. Only thing is that you have to chant attentively. That is. I think Sri Gauram Prabhu has some questions. Yes. You can put on the mic, put on the button.
Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
Prabhuji, when a living entity is executing pure devotional service, let us say in the spiritual world, and it is perfect in terms of what he is doing is perfect, and he is all knowledgeable, all everything, all those things are there, then why does he still have a tendency to do something other than that? Because if it is perfect and he is all satisfied, then why should he think of doing something else?
In other words, how you came into this material world. This is a big question. Many great scholars are bewildered solving this question. Srila Prabhupada gives an example that just like somebody is eating very nice halwa, he is eating nice halwa, enjoying, he has got so much nice dry fruits are put. Still, he sometimes sees that somebody is eating puff rice and he develops a desire to eat the puff rice. So, that is way actually how we came into this material world. We had everything. Krishna was there with us, we were playing with him and joking with him. But still we wanted to play separately from Lord Krishna. So therefore, and of course Krishna does not interfere with anyone's desire. Krishna has given free will. Krishna does not force anyone. So he said that, okay, you want to enjoy. So therefore he makes this material world. You can enjoy for a considerable time, and when you are tired, you come back. When you are not satisfied. So that is there actually, and that is very inconceivable actually, how we came into this material world. But now we start preparing going back. We should know that this is not a proper place for gentlemen. Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur Maharaj says that this is not proper place for us. So we have to go back again quickly, as early as possible. And so that will solve all the questions there. Because Krishna does not interfere with anyone's desire. Krishna has given free will. If somebody wants to enjoy separately, then he will allow, okay, you go. Krishna does not force any. Otherwise it will become force will. Free will means you have independence, you can do whatever you like. Many times people think that everything is destined. Now you are coming to Krishna consciousness is also destined. You are doing so many activities also destined. It is not like that. You have a free choice at every moment. And you can decide right now that I want to go back. The more you are determined, you will see the path is getting clear. More you are resolved, okay, no, I will not compromise with this, anything. Because Srila Rupa Goswami, Lord Chaitanya explains to Srila Rupa Goswami also that when somebody is going back, how the devotional creeper is growing, at that time also he has to face so many challenges. He understands everything intellectually, that I have to go back to Godhead and so many things are there, knowledge is receiving, everything is there, association of devotees, books, everything is there. But still, there is some little extra things are there, we can do that also. Some kind of fruitive activities I can do, some I can worship some demigod and get some blessings more, or so many things are there. So he explains that one has to be very careful, and when this devotional creeper is growing, so many anarthas will come up. First, one has to carefully pluck out those. Then even after that creeper has grown, then other types of allurements will come. Bhukti and mukti, one will get more facilities to enjoy materially, or one will get one will think to become liberated, to merge in the supreme mukti. So many things are there. And another great anartha is a mad elephant offense, committing Vaishnava apra. That is another danger in devotee's life, because everything is there, everything you have got, but still there are some pitfalls on the path also. So therefore one has to be very very alert in making progress in devotional service, and therefore one has to have proper guidance of the devotees, and then one is very carefully is guiding, and then he is going, then only he can go back home, back to God. Krishna has, Lord Chaitanya says that I have invested all the potencies in my holy name, and the holy name I have invested all the potencies, I am not different from the holy name. But still we don't develop taste for chanting. And then he explained that how can you chant continuously? That is the method. Trunadapi sunichana tarorapi sesh amani namanadena kirtane sadara. In that mood, when you have that mood, then you can chant constantly. And we chant constantly, then you can develop a strong desire to go back. Then you will not compromise anything with this material world. Of course, whatever responsibilities we have, we should perform them in a perfect Krishna consciousness. As a family person, we have certain responsibilities towards family. We should be performing those perfectly, make them Krishna conscious, give all facilities to them. But at the same time, develop sincere desire to perfect the life. So, in that way, then we can see that it is not that only brahmacharis will go back to God, or only sannyasis will go back to God. Everyone who is practicing sincerely, they can go back to God. That is Srila Prabhupada's promise. He has given the promise. And we have so many examples. They are perfecting their lives. So we should have faith that yes. And when you go back, then there is no need of coming back. Yad gatavana nirkante taddham paramam. That Krishna has given promise. Once you go back, then you will not come back. Then you will know everything, that what is this material world. Then you will not think of coming. Okay. Yes. Yeah, let him know.
just to understand, if my understanding is correct of what you have said, is that devotional service is perfect, but a living entity, in spite of having everything perfect, it is his defect that he has a tendency to look for something else. Is that correct?
Yes. Yes, because everything is perfect. But we have to become perfect. We are not perfect. We are committing mistakes. We have tendency to get illusion, so many things. We have all facilities are given. Everything is there. But now we have to understand that and practice that in that mood. When you practice accordingly, exactly, then you will get the results. Definitely you will get the results.
Jai Shri Shri Radha Gopinath.
So that is sir. Okay. Yes, Santosh.
Hare Krishna Prabhuji.
Hare
Krishna. Prabhuji, I wish to know that Srila Prabhupada tells us in his books that whenever...
Can you repeat it? I couldn't get it.
We read in Srila Prabhupada's books that Srila Prabhupada says that whenever a person realizes the Bhagwan feature of the Lord from a bona fide spiritual master, he realizes the Lord completely. But I had a doubt that we hear at many places that Vedas say neti neti, and even in this instance, today's instance, that Narad Muni, who is a realized devotee, a spiritual master in the Brahma Madhva Gaudiya Sampradaya, he is a realized devotee, and yet the statement is that he says he does not know the Lord. Is that his humility, or that the Lord is really infinite and he manifests himself only to a certain extent?
Yes, that is the humility of Srila Narad Muni. Srila Narad Muni is humbly submitting that even he has performed so many austerities in his previous life also, meditation and so much knowledge he has, but still he cannot understand the Supreme Lord. Because Supreme Lord is unlimited. He is unlimited. And we are limited. How can a limited living entity with his little intelligence can understand the unlimited, who is always increasing? How can he understand? That is incomprehensible. It is not easy to understand. But it is possible if the Lord reveals. Lord will reveal according to our capacity. Whatever our capacity is there, Lord will reveal accordingly. Krishna will give different realizations to different devotees. It's not that everyone gets the same realization. According to his how he is approaching Lord Krishna, he gets different realizations. Isn't it? So, therefore, even Veda says that neti neti. Neti means what? That you cannot understand by knowledge. Not by karma, jnana. Cannot understand by these methods. But you can understand by devotional service, which Lord Krishna explains in Bhagavad Gita. Bhagavad Gita, Lord Krishna explains so many places, in fact, that only by devotional service you can understand. Manmanam bhavant bhakto, madhyachi mam namas, bhaktya mam amichana, bhaktya tu ananya shakya. Yogi namapi sarvesham, madgati antaratmana. Even the yogi also, the highest topmost yogi is one who renders devotional service. That is the topmost. So therefore, here Srila Narad Muni, he is a great sage actually. And he gave knowledge to Vyasadeva. But still he is saying that I don't understand. So that is the humility of Srila Narad Muni. He is not saying that I understood everything perfectly. Now I am explaining to you what is the goal of life. No. Devotee, when he develops this quality, is like the fruits. When the tree has a lot of fruits in the tree, and then it bends down. It's not standing erect. So similarly, when the devotee develops different quality, he becomes humble and shows that I don't know. Although he knows everything. One who knows, he says that I don't know. But one who don't know, does not know, he says, no, I know everything. Yes.
Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna.
Just one more thing, that Prabhuji, sometimes people ask that do your acharyas know the Lord in toto? Means they claim that with our scientific methods someday we will be able to understand the truth, absolute truth completely. So can we claim that yes, our acharyas, they know the Supreme Personality in toto, if in using their language, if we may?
Yeah, as it is explained that whatever realization Lord has given to our acharyas, they have explained to us. So in that way they have given everything perfectly. Even there are many acharyas, Ramanujacharya, Madhvacharya, they came at particular times to set proper example or to establish the supremacy of the Lord. And according to them, everyone was perfect. At that time, they were perfect. They explained, because at that time it was needed to give that type of realizations. So therefore, our acharyas, whatever they have given, it is perfect, we can say. And even if we understand that much, that is sufficient. If we start reading books of Srila Prabhupada, one life is not sufficient. So you can give some books to them and tell them, at least you understand this book. Then we will discuss later. Because by knowledge you cannot understand. Here Srila Prabhupada is explained 2-3 places actually that the conclusion is that simply by advancing one's knowledge, one cannot be accepted as an expert in understanding the Supreme Personality of Godhead. The Supreme Personality of Godhead can be understood not by advanced knowledge but by pure devotional service. So if somebody is washing the pots of the Lord, he can understand more easily. Because Srila Prabhupada explained that somebody is washing the pots of the Lord, he is cleaning the heart. And in that way, when his heart is clean, he can see the Lord smiling. Once somebody approached Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Sridhar Thakur Maharaj, he was in a very challenging mood. He wanted to discuss a lot of philosophical things. He said that, I want to discuss so many things to you. So Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Sridhar Thakur Maharaj sent to some of his brahmacharis and said that, you go and talk with them. They were busy with washing pots and doing so many menial services. They asked him, you also join us. So he started washing the pots and cleaning the thing. And after some time, all his doubts were clear. So that is there. The one who starts doing some service, devotional service, you can see how blissful he becomes. But those who are too much persons of knowledge, it becomes difficult for them. They try to analyze everything intellectually, though this should be like that, this should be like that. But a simple devotee is serving the Lord, is very happy. It doesn't mean that we should not cultivate knowledge. We have so many books, we should read them, practice them. Okay, I think it is getting late. Grantha Srimad Bhagavatam Ki Srila Prabhupada.